Hi, I'm Zoe Watson. Welcome back to We Are All Storytellers. In this week's episode, Sarah Childers reads Freedom, a prose piece in two parts. Enjoy.
My story, I guess you could look at from the outside and say, wow, she really had quite a midlife crisis heading toward 50 years of age. I'm now 9 years past that, 59, almost 60, and been in recovery for the past 8 years, emotional recovery, from being born into a family of people who lived by principles and then marrying a man who lived by a set of principles that did not serve me in any way, as it turned out. Living this life, almost 50 years, brought me to a screeching halt, hitting a wall, suicidal again. And I had been suicidal off and on throughout my life, starting at about age 8 or 9. So life was tough. It didn't look like that maybe on the outside, but on the inside, oh boy. In recovery, I have learned a different way of life. I've met people who love me and accept me and speak my language. And it's been life-affirming, life-saving, life-giving for the first time. I now practice daily in my recovery, which has enabled me little by little, piece by piece, to come to a place where I can live with myself today. As we say in recovery, we never know about tomorrow. But today, I feel good. I feel strong. I have support system that does not include any of my blood relatives or even my children, but women who've given me, by their example, a different way to live. And I'm very, very grateful for that. I didn't really mean this to be kind of a talk just about recovery, except that's kind of basically all I am today, is a walking human in recovery, which is a lot better than the alternatives 10 years ago, even 8 years ago. Today I want to give back best I can to myself first. I've learned that, and then everyone else best I can without falling back into my old way of thinking. So I'm grateful for storytelling in general because I've always loved and craved honesty, which I never had around me. Never didn't know how to be honest myself. Didn't even know what that meant until I found recovery. And now I love storytelling and safety in storytelling groups and compassion, diversity, understanding. I love all that. And I hope to do more of it as I get braver. But for now, I'm going to finish this up before my time's up. And thank you for doing this for people and reaching out.
And here's part two.
So to add to my piece, I did want to say, I was thinking of the scenes from the old Seinfeld show with George Costanza, who made a decision during one episode about he was going to try something new, and instead of doing what he usually did, he was going to do the opposite. And that's kind of how my life has become, although now it's routine and comfortable, and it's great. Life is great. Life is fun, peaceful, daily, lots of humor, sadness, all the emotions, but it's life, and I'm embracing it day by day, and love meeting people who are on the same path. Thank you.
And that's it for this week's episode. To learn more about Sarah and her motivation for creating this piece, visit us at wearealstorytellers.com. I'm Zoe Watson. I'll see you next week.